Welcome back. Our topic today is cooking in the sun, cooking not by means of fire, such as cooking in the microwave. Next week we'll be starting the definitions of the different ways of cooking on a fire. We'll be discussing the rishon, the sheni, what you can do in something that's on the fire, off the fire, etc. But one topic that does come up is cooking in a microwave on Shabbos, or
is
not.
Each individual section, so like, not after the fire pots are killed. Like, each one's individual.
Each one?
How section is course?
Does each section follow into the next section, or is it like...
Certain ones will continue into the next section, certain ones are standalone. This one's really building off the last week that we discussed what the goal of... What makes something cooked, meaning cooking versus baking. Is it a din in the result or the process, etc.? So we're coming from that discussion here too.
Can we do some chazara?
Sure, because it was before Pesach. Okay, we discussed the malacha official. We said, does it have to do with the result? That the food wasn't edible, now it is. And therefore, it doesn't matter the means, whether you boiled it, whether you baked it, in any way that you prepared it. Okay? That wasn't the focus of our shiur last time. The focus of our shiur last time was defining what we called Machal Ben Drusai. Machal Ben Drusai was this highway robber who never could stay in one place for very long because he always had to be on the run. And therefore, he couldn't really cook his meat to a nice, well-done state. He had to eat his meat when it was barely edible, when it was just rare enough, just cooked enough to be edible. And we discussed what temperature that was. But while discussing what it means to cook, we're going to cover another topic in that one here before we move on to the definitions of Kli Rishon and Sheni, etc. And that topic is cooking in the sun or with a microwave. Because what doesn't cooking in the microwave have that regular cooking does have?
Fire.
Okay? Specifically, fire. So our topic today is, when I don't cook with fire, am I violating Shabbos as well? Okay? So let's start with the Mishnah, source 1. Mishnah Shabbos, Daf Lamed Chen Amud Bet, says, Ein notnin beitza betzad hamecham b'shvil shetil gavel v'lo yafkiyena b'sudarim v'Rabbi Yossi matir. Okay, I'm not going to cook something on the fire. We already established that was usher. So let me put it near this item that was heated up by the fire. So I have this kettle that I previously heated up and it's hot. So let me put this near that hot item. Okay? And I'm going to cook that way. So what I have is not the ish. I have what's called the toladat ish. This item got hot via the fire. And I'm going to cook with that item. So the Mishnah says, "Ain on inmates of its unmecham b'shul shetigavo," so that it'll roll, or which means literally roll, but figuratively means to cook. So I can't put an egg next to this item that got hot via the fire in order to cook it. Nor can I just wrap it in a way that it'll get hot from it. But Rabbi Yossi matir, Rabbi Yossi allows it. And the Mishnah continues, "Lo yam minenu b'chol." I can't plant something into the dirt, in order that it should somehow roast from the ground being hot. Okay. Before we can understand this Mishnah, we have to read a comment the Gemara makes. Amar Rav Nachman, Bechama, when it comes to cooking in the sun, Kulei Amar Lo Pligi Deshari, cooking in the sun is allowed. Clear? You can cook something in the sun. Have an egg. You want to stand there long enough for the sun to roast it. I don't know how long that'll take. You could try it in science class. If so, you could cook it that way. You have water. Even on Shabbos. You have water. It's cold. You want it to get hot. Stand in the sun long enough. It won't be cold. Not an iser of Shabbos. Likely. Though we're going to limit it a little bit. because part of the issue with doing so is that we're going to discuss Toledat Chama in a minute, and when you heat up, meaning the issue isn't the heat in the water of the egg, but how are you going to cook an egg? Really, you're going to put it in a frying pan. Well, in the frying pan, heats up from the sun. It's now got Han from the sun. You're using that to cook the egg, so that could be an issue. But in theory, Halach Lamaase, cooking in the sun wouldn't be a problem. Okay. So, B'chamakul Yamalok Liga Deshari. B'tola Da Tapor. Cooking in something that got hot itself by the fire. Kuliyamalok Liga Da Aser. Tola Da Ha'ish. Something that got hot via the fire. Using that to cook. Definitely Aser. You with me? Something everybody agrees is okay? This is cooking in the sun. Something everybody disagrees, everybody agrees is not okay, is cooking in something that got hot via fire. But there's a third category. Ki pligi bitola dahachama. Something that itself got hot from the sun. Can I use that to cook? And in that, we have machloket. Mar savar, gazrina nachama of the toledarahor. You might say, well, if I can cook with this item that got hot via the sun, I can probably cook in the item that got hot via the fire. So even though I can't cook with fire, I can cook with an item that got hot from the fire. And therefore, we say, Isser derabanan, we don't let you cook in the toledarahama, lest you come to cook in Toledat Ha'ish. And the other shita, the machloket, mar savar lo gazrinan, we don't make such a gzera. So here, we have a machloket, whether you can cook in Toledat Ha'ish. Do we say you are going to confuse doing this with doing this, and therefore it's not allowed? Or, no one will make that mistake, and therefore it is permissible. This, that cooking in the sun is permissible, is paskin halacha lemaase. Let's look at just two examples. The Rambam says, mutar lahachin b'chama, you can heat something up in the sun. Afa pisha asa lahachin b'tola lechama. Even though this is asr. So this machloket is paskin lechomro, halacha lemaase, because it's a machloket. So we are going to paskin, meaning the Gemara doesn't conclude with one of them, and therefore, because we're talking about Isser Shabbos, we're going to be machmir. So even though she'asur lachim betolad al-chama, she'ino ba'alatot mecham la'or, fi'gach mutu litein mayim sonin b'shemesh kedei she'icham. So you can take your cold water and put it in the sun to make it hot. That says the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch. K'shem she'asur l'bashal la'or, just like you can't cook in a fire, you can't cook in something that itself was heated up by the fire. The Ramah said, or he says, Kigo, litain beitza b'tzakadera, to put an egg next to the pot. Again, that was the example in the Mishnah. Or the Shabra sudar shukhaba or, to wrap up an egg in some kind of cloth that itself was heated up by the fire. Kadesha titzle, so that it'll roast. Vafilu b'toledat chama. Even in something that was heated up by the sun is aser. And the Ramah comments. He doesn't comment yet. Kigon, mesudar shehu chamachama. Aser gzera to toledaror. Again, that same scarf heated up by the sun, you also can't do it in. Chen aser ladminon b'chol, to plant it into the ground that got hot by the sun. Ova avak drachim. If the ground is hot, right, sometimes you step on asphalt and it's really hot. Right, when you go onto something black on the ground when you're at a pool and it's really hot, or on the playground. So shehuch mikoach chama. Sometimes people say that the ground is hot enough to fry an egg. Well, it is, and that's a problem. Aval b'chama atzma, directly in the sun, kegol litein beitza b'chama, litein mayim b'chama, kedei sheyuchmu mutter, that is how, and not mutter doesn't only mean after the fact. Mutter l'chadchila, you may do this. That is how the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskin. Okay. Now, what is the reason why you can cook in the sun? We said cooking in the sun is permissible. cooking with an item that was heated up in the sun is not permissible. Why is cooking in the sun permissible? And with this, we have three views. Okay? Why is cooking in the sun permissible? Change colors, Your Honor. Our first view is, let's start with Rashi. Rashi says, De'ein derech bishulo bekach. No one cooks in the sun. V'chama ba'orlo mechmulo el deligzer ha'tova. And nobody's going to confuse. A person watching you cook something in the sun isn't going to say, well, if cooking in the sun is allowed, cooking in fire must be allowed. That level, we're not concerned with. And therefore, because nobody does it, it's permissible. Let's see how to explain this. The first way is in a sefer called Igle Tal. Igle Tal was a man by the name of Rabbi Avram Bornstein, who lived in the late 19th century. He also has tshuva published under the name the Avnei Nezer, you may have heard of. He was the Sachet Shavar Rebbe, a Talmud of the Kutzker Rav, the father of the Shemi Shmua. He has a sefer called Igle Tal. Tal is Lamed Tet, 39 in Gematria. So it's a sefer in the Lamed Tet Malachos, except he only wrote on the ones that are part of the Sidur Lepat, the ones for cooking. So it's only on the first few of them. He comments, what is it that Rashi's trying to say? Ein derech bishulo bekach. Ach birurun shel dvarim. D'yesh chiluk beinim yesh shinoi ba'anase o b'shinoi rak ba'ose. What has to be different? The result or the action? For example, let's say I tell you it is a certain right of Shabbos, meaning it doesn't write on Shabbos. Hakote v'smol. When I write in my left hand, am I doing something so fundamentally different? Hakote v'smol. Hare etzema pula hu or hanase. At the end of the day, writing is that right now there's nothing written here on this board or this ball, on this board or wall, and if I'm going to write, now there will be words on this board, correct? So he says, at the end of the day, even though you wrote them with your left hand, there's still words on the wall. You're doing it in a weird way. You should have written with your right hand, and you wrote it with your left hand. That's not such a major difference. That's Aser on Shabbos too. When you cook something in a fire, the food improves. Vahu shina levashel b'chama. When you cook something in the sun, sheshevach hachama b'tavshel, the food improves. Hare shin yeshinoi b'beshlanasa. The food improves when it's cooked in a fire or in the sun. But shuv ein tzrichim l'tam l'mlech machshevet al delo chashe bishel klal. That's not considered bishel. Why? Hakein amevashel b'chama kemen sheyeshinoi b'nifal mutlech achilo. The food, when it's cooked by fire, tastes better than when it's cooked by the sun. The result is something fundamentally different. And the, let's say it like this.
Your handwriting could be better if you're wrong.
Your handwriting is better. At the end of the day, there's a letter written.
At the end of the day, the food is warm.
So he's saying, it's a fundamentally different result from the flames. That is the view of the Igle Tal. Okay, we have the Igle Tal saying the result is different.
Do you think that's wrong?
Let me ask you this question, because we're going to discuss the microwave in a minute. You ever taste the difference between a food item of food heated up in an oven and item of food heated up in a microwave?
Yeah.
Okay. So then it's different.
And do you ever, can you tell the difference between something that's written with a rotten or dead?
I can't tell it with water, yes. I can't tell the difference between, but is it still... In other words, you're saying he's fine, he's making a different... You don't like his distinction, but you see the distinction.
I'm not, I don't understand.
You don't understand. Okay. He's saying, what you do to get... this letter Aleph here on the board. I just did it with my right hand, and now I just did it with my left hand. Now it's slightly more squiggly, but the other day, you see an Aleph. Okay? And it doesn't matter that much. But when I taste this food, it tastes different.
The Aleph looks different.
But still, you see an Aleph. What does it matter how it looks? What does it matter if you see my handwriting Aleph or his handwriting Aleph? It matters what it tastes like, because that's the point of heating it up.
Well, if it's different in taste, then the Aleph is different as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But he's saying that there's a difference when it comes to food, as opposed to when it comes to getting a certain letter on your board. There's a goal in food to make it improved by fire, as opposed to here, just to convey the information.
Well, would you not agree that the food heated by the sun would be cold?
I do agree that the food is better heated by the sun than by cold. But nonetheless, that is not the way. Okay. I hear your issue with it, which may be why we have two other answers. Okay? So let's stop there on that one, and let's move to the next one. The next answer comes from Igros Moshe and Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein says, Hine b'davar bishul b'chama, d'leka iser b'shabbat, shaper ashashi b'shabbat daf lametet, b'chein aran, and the Ran says it too, Mitam the ain berach bishul b'kach. Rashi says that's not the way to cook. What does that mean in derech bishul b'kach? Hu pashut mishum de noy she bishul hayah b'mishkan yeba ish. It's a technical distinction. That which is usher is the way they did it in the Mishkan. Kol makom hayah shayach lamelav gam bishul yedecham al yotoladah. So why is it not a toladah? We have a lot of things that they happen in the Mishkan this way. That's the malacha. But doing it another way is still usher. It's just not the av malacha, it's a toladah, but it's still an usher, it's a usher d'oraita. Tahami kol avo malachot shayu b'mishkan, harin medin l'chayev gam kol adom el avot, v'oto chiyu mamash v'nikru toladot. Shalachin, what's Rashi the Farish in the midin bishla yidei chamam and bishla yidei ish? We can't learn cooking from sun from cooking from fire, shayav b'mishkan. Why? Mishum she'ein derech bishla b'kach. That is not bishul. I'm going to stop reading there until we get up to the point about the microwave oven, because that's what the Moshe continues to. So we'll come back to this Igros Moshe in a minute. So we have a second answer. As opposed to different result, we now have cooking in sun is unusual. It is not normal to use the sun. Now you're going to tell me again, it's not normal to use your left hand when you're writing. But he's specifically relating it to the law of the Mishnah. The Mishkan says cooking is asur. Now this is the way they cooked in the Mishkan, and any other normal way of cooking is asur too. Because this isn't even a normal way of cooking, it's not even asur too. Meaning it's not even in that category of asur too. Forget it's not the Avalacha, but it's not even a Toledo. That's the second answer. In a similar answer, this one's even more focused on the Mishkan. Because Igros Moshe's answer is just, it's not normal to cook this way. So it's not normal to cook this way, it's not us. Here we're going even more Mishkan related, and that is the view of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, for some reason I didn't put it on the sheet, but in the Mishkan, cooking was only via fire. Okay. Now that we have these three definitions, before we even read the Makoro, I'm going to ask you, microwave, if this is their reason for grant you that cooking in the microwave is rabbinically prohibited. We'll discuss in a second why. But just based on their, forget turning it on.
It's not important to get
known. Is what? Based on these three reasons, is cooking in the, I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question. Is cooking in the microwave going to be biblically forbidden or not? Anyone? Should we start with Igle Tav? The result is different. So the result is different, it's not Asur Midoraita. Is the result different when you cook in a microwave?
Yeah.
Definitely.
The result is different than cooking with fire.
Josh, if you brought a piece of roll, you could have used to also.
Did you ever try to microwave a slice of pizza rather than put it in the toaster oven? And it's all gooey. All soft. Okay, it's different. So, therefore, according to the Igle Tav, not biblically usher. We're going, it's more than theoretical, we'll discuss why in a minute. But midoraita, it's not usher. Okay, let's move to the Rosh Hashanah. Cooking in Mishkan was only via fire. Well, did they cook in the Mishkan with a microwave?
No.
Who's it? Who's it? So not usher midoraita. Now, before we get to Ramosha, let's go back to Ramosha. Here's what Ramosha says. V'imkein, ba'mikrovin avni. Okay? She'tov l'vashelbo kemo ba'ish mamish. People, it is good to cook in it, just like in the fire. Ve'elu she'ish lam tanor. There are people who have ovens. They have ovens, and yet they still choose to use the microwave. I didn't write down the date that this Ramosha Tshuva was written, but he was saying, so some people have these microwave ovens, not everybody has them yet. I will tell you that today they're way more ubiquitous than in Ramosha's time. He says, but if they did, everybody would use them. Da'ud go teretov, because it's faster, it's easier, it's cleaner, smaller. Vada yesh lemelav mebishul da'or da'yava mishkan mechashivu toladash lekoladinim ka'av debishul ayidea or le'isul lechiv skilu v'kata. Therefore, in this regard, cooking in a microwave is asur d'oraita, because it's not normal to cook using the sun. Is it normal to cook using the microwave?
Yes.
So he says, cooking in a microwave is also asur midoraita. What nafka mina does this make? Why is, did I say that it's is halacha l'maisa to know this? When we need to cook for somebody who's sick. So, somebody who's sakkanat nefesh sick, you cook any way you can. But what about somebody who's not that much or he got sick. So we can't cook for such a person. Can you tell a non-Jew to cook for a healthy person? No. But can you tell a non-Jew to cook in a way that's not asur midoraita for a sick person? A non-definitely ill sick person? And therein lies why this is halacha l'maaseh. It's important to have learned this sugya about toledat chama, as opposed to chama and toledat eish. Understand the machloket about the sun. To understand why I can tell a non-Jew this person is sick and needs to eat, please heat up food for him in the microwave. Was that not clear to anybody? Good. Okay. Let's move on. Meiri. Who was the Meiri? He's a very late Rishon. To the point that he quotes most of the Rishonim. And he gives them all nicknames. I could call Rashi Gedolei Mefarshim and Rambam Gedolei Mechaber. He just cites them by these names. and he'll quote their words, so you know it's the Rambam, meaning it's not a secret. It's just he has these names for them, and he goes through the Gemara, he'll say a Mishnah, and here's the halachic discussion on it. Here's what they say, here's what the, not just halachic discussion, here's what the, all the Rashba, the Ritva, and everybody says about it. And here's what it comes to. An old Paskin, and he's very useful because he speaks much more clearly than most of the Rishonim. I don't know if it's a sign of him being later, or he's not being a perish that's written as you go along the text. He's more a misakim, gives a summary. But, on the other hand, because he's later, and he reads like a secondary source, so a lot of times halachic sources didn't include him in their process. And therefore, very often, you'll have stories from the Rav Shir where they'll say, but the Meiri says, and he'll dismiss it. Because it wasn't part of the halachic back and forth to stand the test of time of different poskim or different Talmid Chachamim using it. But nonetheless, he is a Rishon. Because he was very late and because it wasn't used as part of that. In other words, if the Shulchan Aruch is going to paskin based on these sources, and these sources didn't have the Meiri, so he wasn't really part of the halachic process. So, it's not controversial, just not, wasn't part of that. So here, the Meiri points out, when we discuss the Malacha Midoraita, he says, Ein Bishul Mechayev Ela Betoladat Ha'or. When we discuss it, we're saying, this is an explanation that Rosh Shlomo Zalman uses, he's saying, why is cooking the Mishnah was only via fire? We're saying Midoraita, it has to have a fire. And this isn't only in the Meiri, I can show it to you in the Rambam. We saw this already last time, we discussed the Rambam heating up metal. Not to cook it, to make a pot or something. It says Klalosh Davar Bein Shariva. His example is a tent steak. Shariva Guf Kasheh Ba'esh or Shehik Sheguf Rach Harizeh Chayav Mishum Levashal. And one last sefer that put it very clearly is the Kiryat Sefer that was written by the Mabit. The Mabit was the chief rabbi of Tzfat in the 16th century, and he says Bishul Ohavi Alu Ba'or. Which is how they cooked the dais in the Mishkan was only via fire. So all that is in support of Rav Shlomo Zalman's view. Now, let's look at two last sources on a little separate topic, not related to Bishul. I know this whole topic is Bishul, but it's a topic that comes up, and once we're on it, before we move on, we have a little bit more time, I have 10 minutes, to tell you about an issue called the Dud Shemesh. Who here has heard of a Dud Shemesh? Good. What's a Dud Shemesh?
It's things on top of houses.
It's a thing on top of houses. What does it do?
It
heats water. Okay. How does it heat water? So it tends to work like this. I didn't even say. It's solar power. But how?
It goes through sunlight. Pipes that get hot when
you good. Have you have a pipe coming into your house, correct? So this is the pipe that leads to all your pipes that gets you water in your sink. This pipe is connected to a big basin. There's a lot of water here. This basin is connected to a solar heating device, known as a Dud Shemesh. Tops of houses. Yeah, you see them across the way. Correct. People have them all over. Here, water comes out of this device, out of the water basin, and goes to get heated up by the Dud Shemesh. And the Dud Shemesh puts the water back in the water basin. Is that allowed on Shabbos or not? As in, can I take a hot shower using water heated up by this Dud Shemesh?
Can you sell on Shabbos?
know what it goes in, maybe. Because it's like an urn, basically.
It's what?
It's like an urn, basically. As long as you wanted it to go in.
As long as you didn't want it to go in.
No, as long as the new cold water doesn't go into the...
As long as the new cold water doesn't go in. Okay. So, it happens to be a very, very, very controversial topic. To the point that Shmiras Shabbos Hilchata came out in his first edition, and he leaned to say it was okay, and I'm going to give you just a regular achas, the logic for the two sides. And everybody came out against him. In his second edition, he said it wasn't allowed. I was wrong. They've corrected me. They've shown me the error of my ways. It's not allowed.
Who's the Minchat Shlomo?
Minchat Shlomo is Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was the Rebbe in Posek that Shmiras Shabbos Hilchata based his psukim on. So in Siman Aleph, note 127, he discusses what Rav Shlomo Zalman told him about a Dud Shemesh. Okay? About this device. What is it allowed or not? It stems, why is it included in the Shira? Because all this is based on, is this device that's heating up your water this or this? Is it being heated up by the sun when the water is in this Duchemish? Or is it being heated up by something that in turn was heated up by the sun? In which case it's not Bishul Lachama, but Bishul Ben Tola Dachama. Is that clear, that distinction? If this water is being heated up by the sun, it's allowed. If this water is being heated up by a device that itself is heated up by the sun, it's not allowed. Yes?
So then where do you draw the line? That pipe that brought the cold water into the house, if that was like, do you know what I mean? Like, if the pipe was drawing heat from the sun versus the pipe that doesn't draw heat from the sun.
Yeah, but it's just the pipe that you use for water, as opposed to this is how you get hot water.
Right.
I mean, you can't. The sun exists in the world, and every time I turn on my tap, to some degree, the sun in the world is heating up my water. I can't help that. But this is a device that's meant to somehow reflect the sun to heat up your water. That's not the same as just every time I have a drop of water in the world. When rain falls, it's also being heated by the sun to some degree somewhere. So
like sometimes you can turn on the tap and get like hot water for
yes,
seconds.
Correct.
Okay, then, I guess.
Okay. So there's a tshuva by the Tzitzel Yezer. We discussed he was the posek of Shari Tzedek, died about 10 years ago, and he says this device isn't collecting any water; it's only focusing the sun's heat on the water. It's not heating up the water. The sun is what's heating up the water. That was his tshuva, and therefore he says the Dud Shemesh is allowed. Permissible in Shabbos. The Maharshal obviously didn't have a Dud Shemesh because the Maharshal lived a few hundred years ago, but he discusses using a hot roof, or he uses an example. He says you can't make a gzera when it's clear that the sun is doing the heating. So in other words, even though when I cook something on a hot roof or on a hot, just something that got hot from the sun, but it's not because the item, meaning I'm trying to cook in the sun, because in order to hold the item that's being cooked, because it's water, it needs to be in something, but I'm cooking via the sun. That was the derech. I mean, it's hard to explain, but that's the derech the Maharshal went. In other words, he says, don't make a gzera that it's not allowed when it's clear it's the sun doing the heating. So based on that, we can apply that to the Dud Shemesh, some say. One of the foremost, most elaborate psakim allowing the Dud Shemesh, it's a posek by the name of Rav Ovadia Yosef. Ovadia Yosef passed away about 2 years ago, I believe. We discussed him, correct? And he has a shuk when he discusses a concept of something called a psik resha. What's a psik resha? A psik resha is, the term means head chop off. What does it mean? When I, let's say I were to tell you that I want to play a game. Do you know the game Hot Potato?
Yeah.
Okay, so Hot Potato, you pass around this Hot Potato, nobody wants to hold it. If you hold it or you drop it or whatever, you're out. Okay? So there's a similar game we could play. We could call it chicken head. I could chop off the head of a chicken, and we can all pass it around. Now, nobody really wants to hold the head of a chicken, so we are all going to play that game the same way we would play Hot Potato. So what if I told you it's now Shabbos, I'm going to play chicken head with you. And you go, where are you going to get a chicken head? He goes, well, I have a chicken right here. So I'm going to chop off this chicken's head and we're going to play chicken head. And you go, wait. You can't kill a chicken on Shabbos. And he goes, but I don't want to kill the chicken. I don't care if the chicken's going to die. I only want to play chicken head with you. Is that allowed or not? So the Gemara calls that a psik resha. This is an inevitable, automatic result. And therefore it's asur. Anytime something will happen without fail, 100%, is called a psik resha. Meaning it's the automatic consequence. It may not be my goal. My goal is to get a chicken head. But the automatic result is this chicken will die and I'm going to violate this malacha. That is usher too. That is what's known as a psik resha. And it's a term that's going to come up throughout the year. In general, in learning halacha, especially on Shabbos, is the concept of psik resha. It's the automatic, inevitable result. Says Rav Ovadia, what kind of iser would this be? Even if you want to tell me that this new shemesh is not sun heating, it is toledat chama heating. What kind of iser is that? He says that's an iser derabbanan. Therefore, since we're talking about an inevitable automatic result of a derabbanan, it's allowed.
What's the result?
The water getting boiled. Meaning, when I take out water from this mechal mayim, from the thing holding all the water, more cold water is going to flow in. More cold water is going to flow in, it's going to get heated up by the hot water that's already in here, or by this dud shemesh. So when I use this dud shemesh, I am going to be causing more water to be boiled. But I am causing more water to be boiled which way? With toledat chama. So even though this result is inevitable, its inevitable result will only cause an iser derabbanan. Its inevitable result is not causing an iser d'oraita. And therefore, says Rav Ovadia, that's okay. And therefore, he is on the side of people who say they're permissible. Let me tell you, it's not so pashut. I can't argue with Rav Ovadia, but the side that Rav Ovadia passed like saying that psik resha and the rabbanon is okay, that machloket has itself been debated for many, many years. We have, on the other hand, Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah saying psik resha is usher even when it's psik resha of a derabbanon. Even when the inevitable result isn't a deraita, even when the inevitable result is that it's going to violate an issa derabbanon, that is still usher. And therefore, you can't do something that will cause cold water entering the heater to grow hot from the water already in it. Because that is a solar byproduct. And the psik resha is forbidden even if it's rabbinical. Alternatively, the Minchat Yitzchok, this is again on the stringent side, he says, what do you mean, Tzitz Eliezer, the Dut Shemesh is just focusing the heat? No. The Dutch and the collectors absorb heat. They're a solar byproduct. Okay, that's very simply now told about a chama and not the chama. And finally, Rav Orbach says, the whole issue of Toled HaChama, what was the machloket? It was whether you're going to confuse it with Toled HaEsh. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, look at this water heater. It's a Dud Shemesh. Is somebody going to know that you're using a shower from a Dud Shemesh, and the Dud Shemesh is okay, but me using my electric Dud, that little red button, if I do it before Shabbos on a timer or whatever, it's okay for me to boil water on Shabbos? Why is your Dud Shemesh okay and not my electric Dud, my Dud Chashmali? And therefore he says, it's going to get confused with actual Bishul. And therefore, it is a problem. So halach l'maisa, when it comes to solar heaters, l'chachila, avoid it. When there's a need, especially for cholim, ketanim, right? Some parents complain they need to give their kids a bath, whatever. So there may be room to be meikel like those shito that we saw that were already meikel, the Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Avadja. And certainly some tell me that there's a chiluk made in certain posts, though I didn't see it inside, but I discussed this recently with somebody who was telling me that there's already a difference between Friday night and Shabbos day. Because Friday night, all the water that was heated up and is still hot was on Friday. On Shabbos day, all the water that's still hot is from something that was heated up on Shabbos. So, we discussed today, just to quickly recap in 1 minute, fire, cooking, clearly asr. Toledo avesh, cooking in something that was heated up with the fire is asr. Cooking in the sun is mutter lechachilo. We had a machloket in the Mishnah or Gemara about Toledo lechama, cooking in something that was heated up by the sun. And that is machloket we pass from the chumra. Why is cooking in the sun allowed when all these others aren't allowed? We saw three views. Either the result is different, we've mentioned difficulty with understanding conceptually how the result is different, any different than when you draw with your left hand, but okay, that is how the Igla Ital explains it. The Igra Smosh is saying it's not normal to cook using the sun, and Rosh Hashanah and Orbach saying specifically the Bishul that was done in the Mishkan was done only via fire. We discussed the nafkamina came to microwaves. Is microwave something that is asr only midirabbanan, or is it also asr midirayta? According to the explanation of the Igla Ital and Rosh Hashanah and Orbach, it is not asr midirayta. According to the Igra Moshe, it is asr midirayta. And that was our shir for today. Next week we'll discuss Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, Al Gabei Ayesh, Shelo Gabei Ayesh, etc., etc.